Hi, my name is Isaiah Brown, and today we don't have a football game today this week, so we're going to talk about the NFL. I'm coming to you from 91.1 Falcon Radio. Today I have with me
Javon Molden,
Logan Massingill,
Garrett Bailey.
Nice. So, NFL had a game last night. It was a Thursday night football, and me personally, I think it was one of the worst football games in history. What do you think about it?
It was worse than the Rams and Patriots in the Super Bowl. That's how bad it was, man.
Yeah, it was horrible, honestly.
If you paid to watch that game, I feel sorry for you.
Me too, because
I fell asleep the first second in the game.
Garen, what about you?
I didn't watch it. I just heard it was terrible.
And Russell Wilson.
Choked.
Boom, see, boom.
They could have kicked a field goal to tie the game.
Exactly,
and went
but
to overtime.
He wants to score.
Yeah, they had to score.
You know what that reminds me of? Me personally, when he was a Seahawk. Thank God, he's not a Seahawk no more. When he was a Seahawk, and they was in the NFL. I mean, they was at the Super Bowl. It was Patriots and Seahawks back in like 2015, I believe.
Yes, I think it was 16.
2016. I don't know. It was around that time, and they could have ran the ball with Marshawn Lynch. And with a score and won the Super Bowl. But what did they do? They threw the ball instead.
They just like they did versus the Colts.
They threw the ball instead.
Like they did the Colts.
Exactly. And look with that. Flashbacks. They lost the game.
I mean, the Broncos and the Colts are pretty. They're both bad teams. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, they are both bad teams. That's true.
If the Broncos still have Peyton Manning, I bet like.
Oh, well, duh, of course. Because Peyton Manning was a Hall of Famer, of course.
Yeah.
But
that's the only time they were good when they had Peyton Manning.
Yeah, true. Also, speaking of Marshawn Lynch, I feel like Marshawn Lynch is better than Derrick Henry. I'm gonna just put that out there right now. Let's be real.
But how fast is Marshawn Lynch run though?
Doesn't matter.
Dude, Derrick Henry ran up to like 23 miles per hour.
He's like 6'4", 200 something.
So
stiff-arming people, stiff-arming grown men.
Marshawn Lynch is much better than Derrick Henry. Let's be real.
Okay, they're basically the same person, but one's taller and more.
Okay. If we finna go there,
longevity. And which one would you pick in longevity? Like, if you could pick one in longevity, which one you pick?
Like, do I have it on the team? Marshawn Lynch, obviously. I would definitely pick Marshawn Lynch over Derrick Henry.
Like, seriously, veterans are saying that Derrick Henry is
right now. You would pick Marshawn Lynch over Derrick Henry right now.
In this prom? Are we doing prom or just right now?
I'm talking about right now.
I'll pick Derrick Henry, but in prom, I would definitely pick Marshawn Lynch. That's easy. That's easy.
Like, these veterans are saying that Derrick Henry, that he's looking scary when they run towards him.
I'll probably pick Marshawn Lynch.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's like picking Lamar Jackson over Michael Vick. Exactly. That don't make sense. Do it. That don't make sense. Exactly. Let's be real. It's week 5 currently in the NFL, and this week, my favorite team, the Seahawks, play also Javon and Logan's favorite team, the Saints. Me personally, I feel like the Seahawks are gonna win, but you know that's just
stop
me,
it
though.
Right there. Stop it right there.
Let's go back to their record. Who has the better record right now?
Seahawks.
Who cares? Exactly.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares? We're beating out 35-14.
35-14.
I'm calling it 35-14. I'm calling it right now.
Nah.
I'm picking Michael Thomas over DK Metcalf any day.
My prediction score will probably be like 28-24.
No, but listen.
Seahawks on top, obviously.
The Saints would have beat Tampa if Lattimore did not get ejected.
Exactly.
He got
and
ejected
if he had Jameis Winston and Alvin Kamara.
Excuses.
Oh, my God.
Definitely.
Excuses.
I'm taking Michael Thomas over DK Metcalf any day.
Excuses.
Honey Badger, baby. Honey Badger.
Y'all record is 1-3 right now, right?
We should be 2-1.
Correct?
We should be 2-1.
Correct?
Wait, who all did y'all lose to?
Yeah, who all did y'all?
Buccaneers. We lost to Tampa Bay and Vikings.
Who loses to the Vikings, bro? Come on, let's be real.
It was like a 65-year-old.
Mm. We lost to the Panthers.
The Panthers? The Panthers. The Carolina Panthers. That is wild, honestly.
When we beat y'all, I don't want to hear nothing from you.
Oh, okay. See, me personally.
Hot take. Who are you taking? DK Metcalf or Michael Thomas on your fantasy team?
Michael Thomas.
I'm definitely taking Michael DK Thomas. Metcalf.
The only thing honestly, DK Metcalf is, he's bigger and stronger.
Exactly.
But listen,
hold on, hold on, because you said the same thing about Derrick Henry and Marshawn Lynch.
Who's a better route runner?
Michael Thomas. But who can catch better?
Michael Thomas.
Definitely not.
Michael Thomas.
Dude, DK Metcalf goes for short routes, but Michael Thomas going deep, catching a ball, and running touchdowns.
But hold on, though. You saying he going for short routes, but did you still get the touchdown, though? Exactly, because DK Metcalf is faster.
He's faster, though.
DK Metcalf is faster than Michael Thomas.
He's not better.
He's faster than him, but he's not better.
He's not better.
How is he not better? Give me a couple of examples.
I haven't seen him once go deep.
Who, Metcalf?
Once this, like, in a couple games. This season?
I haven't seen Michael Thomas go deep either.
He went deep versus Tampa and Atlanta. He went deep to during the Atlanta game.
But yeah, y'all only won one of those games. Correct?
We're finna stop y'all offense.
All I gotta say is we're gonna stop y'all offense.
Jordan.
Y'all defense. The Saints defense is gonna stop the Seattle offense.
Yes. Dude, Jordan's gonna come in there and sack y'all.
Who was the offensive player of the week last week in the NFC?
Geno Smith.
Exactly. And what team does he play for?
Seahawks.
Exactly. My point is proven.
I don't care what you're talking about. Don't pull up no stats on DK Metcalf and Michael Thomas. You already know how I feel about that.
Okay, since y'all want to go deep, people, right? Michael Thomas goes deep, right?
Yes.
So does Tyler Lockett. And what team does he play for?
Seahawks.
Exactly.
Michael Thomas's nickname is Slant Boy, but you know.
Exactly. And y'all say he goes deep, right? But why is his nickname Slant Boy? Isn't the slant a short route?
I don't care.
I mean, I never said he'd go deep, but I know Michael Thomas is better than DK Metcalf.
I'm saying he's better than Tyler Lockett.
He's better than all your receivers.
Yeah, you're wild.
He's better than all your receivers.
You're wild.
He's better than all your receivers.
Yeah,
he's better than all your receivers.
You're definitely wilding. Like, there's no way. I feel like DK Metcalf is definitely better than Michael Thomas. Let's be real here.
Wait, I said, what was your other favorite team?
Huh?
You heard that, what's the Wilson?
Bills?
Yeah.
Bills? So I'm still
bandwagon.
Okay. Dang, what happened though? What happened? Y'all lost to Miami.
Me a bandwagon. Hold on, what happened to Miami though?
Chill out.
What happened to Miami though? Since your favorite team, Miami, right? We can take it to your team too, Garen. Let's not forget that your quarterback just got out for the season, basically.
Oh Lord. Hold on. Praise for Tua.
But still, let's not forget that your quarterback just got out for the season, basically. Or at the latest, he'll probably be back by playoffs.
Hold on, hot take. Now. Who do y'all think gonna win the championship NBA this year?
NBA? I don't know. I don't know.
I'll go with Warriors.
Know. Oh God, no.
What's your take? What's your take?
I'll probably say.
Oh wait, no. I turn that around. I got Lakers.
Lakers.
You know, I'm a LeBron diehard fan. You know what I'm saying?
Since we going to basketball now, we just talked about Derrick Henry and Marshawn Lynch, and we talked about Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson and all that stuff like that. Since y'all want to take the basketball, LeBron or Michael?
I mean, I'm going to pick LeBron.
Michael? Mm-hmm. You going to pick LeBron?
If you're doing stats-wise, LeBron, but if you're doing, like, all-time favorite, Michael Jordan.
Definitely.
Garen?
Yeah.
Garen?
I'll pick Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan? LeBron. You pick Michael Jordan? Yeah.
But if you're talking stats-wise, you know, LeBron has better stats.
I'm going Michael.
Michael, obviously. Michael is just the better pick. Yep. Okay. What about Steph or Kobe?
Kobe.
Kobe.
Nah,
Steph.
Steph.
Okay. Oh, that's crazy in my opinion.
Kobe can do all that, though.
Yeah. Kobe can shoot.
You won't see Steph carrying the paint like that no more. Really?
Dame or Russell?
I got Dame.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard. What?
Westbrook.
Westbrook, that's great. You know, prom. We talking about prom wise. Prom.
Oh, Russ.
Russ. Definitely Russ.
Okay. I was finna say, because I was going to pick Russ, because obviously in this prom.
Oh, my God. Okay, see. Ooh, wee.
Scary dude was
sight. Scary.
Y'all think that LeBron is still in this prom?
Even though he's so old, you know?
You don't think he's in the prom?
I feel like he's carrying the Lakers from last year.
I feel like
he carried them so.
He is a dog.
Yeah.
Honestly, my hot take is that LeBron
is a king.
Has had the longest prime. in the NBA.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
longest prime. He's still in his prime.
Stats wise, he's the best player to ever touch the basketball court.
Honestly, I mean, that's probably because he played so long.
Yeah, like, he has more experience. You know, like
he has a very high basketball IQ.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But you know, I'm gonna go back to football. Let's instead of the NFL, we're gonna talk about college.
College.
Ooh. Roll Tide, baby. Roll Tide.
No, definitely not. Definitely
Rocky
not.
Top Tennessee.
Exactly.
I got my mind on Tennessee and Hendon Hooker.
Tennessee. Let's be real here.
The fastest scoring offense in the country.
What you got to say about that, Javon? It's an Alabama fan. Crazy.
Alabama's going to walk them down.
Alabama fan. That's wild.
When we play Tennessee, we are going to kill them. And put in our third string quarterback on it. You know how bad that is?
Third string?
You think
your third string is going to stop? Is going to get past our defense?
Yes.
Your third string.
But listen.
Yes. Everybody, our third string is going to go in and during the third quarter. How much will it be? It's going to be 55. Third quarter? It's going to be 55-7.
No, it's not.
Going into third quarter, it's going to be 55-7. To the third quarter, it's going to be 55-7. We're going to blow them out the water. Dude. We're going to blow them out the water. Roll Tide, baby. Roll freaking Tide.
Tennessee's got the fastest scoring offense in the country, though.
I don't care.
Exactly.
We got a
Roll Tide. Not on Alabama.
Jalen Hyatt, for instance. He's a good route runner. Mm-hmm. He can catch the ball. Mm-hmm. And then you got Hendon Hooker as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He could throw a ball.
Your number one receiver is hurt. Y'all better hope he gets.
Oh.
Who do y'all got this week?
So sad. Our number one receiver
we
was
have
hurt
Texas
when we
A&M tomorrow, you know.
Was I wrong?
What?
Was I wrong?
What?
I said our number one receiver was hurt when we played Florida. And did we still win?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
It don't matter.
Against us
and Florida is two different teams. Yeah. Do you understand that?
Did you remember the last time we won against Florida? Dude, we're like 1-7 against Florida.
The last time y'all beat us was like when y'all had Peyton Manning, was it?
I mean, no. Back in 2006 is when we last beat Alabama.
When y'all last beat us in 2006.
Yeah, but we're beating y'all this year.
We're going to see.
We got a freshman wide receiver that's taking over for
basically
Cedric Tillman. And I feel like he can help out just a little bit more. Like that one diving catch he made versus Florida.
Oh, yeah, I seen it.
Mm-hmm.
That was really a bad ball. But, you know.
He caught it. I mean.
He had a jump like this to catch it. If you just put it in the bread and basket, it's a touchdown.
But still, Hendon Hooker's still throwing dots. I still got Tennessee over Alabama.
Hold on. Has y'all quarterback threw a pick?
Ooh. Hendon Hooker has no picks this year. 8 touchdowns, 1,192 yards passing.
Who's won a Heisman?
Okay. But so listen.
I'm just going to shut it up right there.
Okay. Hendon Hooker's in number one for Heisman Trophy right now.
Oh.
Guess what? Who already has a Heisman?
Oh.
Okay, but y'all got one
Heisman.
Heisman
this year?
Exactly. Who's getting this year? We're not talking about the past.
We're going to see.
We're not talking about the past. We're talking about this year, my friend.
We're going to see.
Okay. So the schedule, we're not talking about college anymore. We're going back to the NFL. The schedule for this week 5, is Giants and Packers. We're going to start right there. Giants and Packers. Who y'all got?
Packers.
I got Packers. Giants, really.
No, man. The only person
carrying the Giants is Barkley.
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
And he had QB?
No, he's a running back.
No.
He did play QB last game. That's true. Yeah. But I still got Giants. I'm just saying. Okay.
Packers.
Next game. Lions and Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I changed my mind because
Mac's hurt. I got Lions.
Yeah, I'm going to say Lions on that one, my friend. Chargers and Browns.
Chargers.
Chargers.
We got Palmer on the wide receiver.
Okay.
Came out of Tennessee.
Texas and Jaguars.
Jags.
Definitely. Jags are doing good this year. I'm not going to lie.
They barely lost to the Eagles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They doing pretty good this year. I'm not going to lie. Ooh. Falcons and Buccaneers.
Buccaneers. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely say Buccaneers. What about you, Gary?
Bucks. Buckaroo. Yeah.
Okay. Steelers and Bills.
Bills.
Let's be real.
Bills, baby. Bills. Josh Allen is a freaking problem.
Yes, sir.
Dolphins. And he needs to be stopped.
Dolphins and Jets.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
But listen.
Oh, no, man.
I don't know, man. They got the cheetah as a wide receiver.
So? So? And?
Like, Jets.
And?
Dolphins. The Jets are not doing good.
They're no, because they got Sauce now. Sauce is a great cornerback.
He's led up a lot of yards.
Okay.
But has he gave up touchdowns? Has he led up touchdowns? He's but, in the NFL now. Let's be real. College is a different thing.
Miami.
He's playing veterans is now.
Three and, he's and led up one. A lot of yards. And the Giants.
Led up touchdowns, though.
The Jets.
Talking about touchdowns.
Are two
touchdowns
and two.
Are what count. Yards are just stats. We're talking about touchdowns wins the game. Let's be. You can rush 1 yard and get a touchdown.
I still got Miami.
I feel like
the Jets are 2-2 and Miami's 3-1.
So,
like, I got Miami still.
I'm gonna say Jets on that one.
Yeah, Bears, I think the Jets might win that one.
Bears and Vikings.
Vikings.
I got the Bears.
Oh wait, no. Yeah, I got the
Bears.
I'm gonna Bears. Say they got what's his name?
Bears. I'm about to say Bears on that one, big boy.
I'm gonna say Vikings. Good. Okay, Titans or Commanders?
Titans. They got, to be honest, during the draft, it was kind of a dumb idea to trade A.J. Brown.
It was.
It really was. Because if they saw A.J. Brown, they'd be doing way better than what they are right now.
Yeah.
They got blown out by the Bills. Like, if they had A.J. Brown, they would have had most of their passes down.
Definitely. Speaking of A.J. Brown, Eagles and Cardinals.
Eagles,
obviously. That's a huge dub. Let's be real.
Yeah, the Eagles.
I'm going for an upset, you know? So I'm going for Cardinals.
Nah, okay, look. My mom thought the Bills and Titans was going to be an upset. Did you see that? 41-7. And she thought it was going to be an upset. That's crazy.
I'm calling the upset right now. Cardinals is winning.
You're weird.
Nah.
Weird.
I got Philadelphia.
Definitely.
Rocky, baby.
49ers and Panthers.
49ers.
49.
Yeah,
49ers. They got Juwan Jennings?
Yeah, 49ers.
Definitely.
49ers killed the Rams last week.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've speaking of that, that was a Monday night game, I believe, right? So that was, that was a Monday night game. Was it this Monday, right?
I feel like the Monday? Rams are missing OBJ.
They are. Someone needs to sign OBJ, like right now.
No, he's not playing right now. He still has that torn ACL.
Oh.
I mean, it's not torn, but he has surgery for it, and he's not coming back till like halfway through the season.
Oh, well, still, someone needs to hurry up and sign him so when he is back, he can already just go to the facility or something like that. He can be like an assistant.
Wait, what is his surgery?
He tore his ACL in the Super Bowl last year.
It was during the offseason.
I thought it was during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he tore it in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He already had a surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he just went for recovery.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he'd be back in a couple weeks.
For sure.
Yeah. Cowboys and Rams.
Cowboys. Definitely. They got Lamb as a wide receiver.
Cowboys. Yeah. Gary?
Cowboys.
Okay. Bengals and Ravens.
Ravens.
Definitely. I got the Ravens. The Bengals are not starting off good this year. I mean, they beat Miami.
They did.
But that's because they lost Tua.
Exactly.
That is true.
So,
if Tua was still in there.
Yeah. I don't score. Got Bengals. I got Ravens.
Okay. I'm going to go with Javon and say it's going to be an upset, too. The Bengals and Rams, I'm going to say that's going to be an upset. Chiefs and Raiders.
Chiefs and Raiders. Yeah, I got Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. Las Vegas, they did get Adams. But I really don't think that was a good switch.
It didn't help him at all.
Yeah, it really didn't. It's pretty. They got him, and nothing's really changing at all.
Not really. And last but certainly not least, and honestly, I'm only looking for Garen's answer. So, Javon and Logan, don't even say a word. Garen, who do you have? Seahawks or Saints?
Saints.
Saints.
Be quiet.
Jameis Winston, bro.
But who was on Saints. Player of the week?
You're yes, wild. Saints, baby.
Go Saints. Saints,
baby.
You're wild.
The Michael Thomas, bro.
Okay. Now, when they come back and win, I'm going to call all three of y'all and be like, look who won. because they thought the same thing week one against the Broncos and the Seahawks. Baby. And look who won. Saints.
Baby.
Saints. Look who won, though.
If the Saints win, you got Bobby Minnesota.
The Saints.
Okay. Want to bet? You got about Minnesota, too. Okay.
I got sold at home.
Okay, bet.
Give me $5.
Oh, no. That's crazy. You wild. Well, that's all for the
NFL. Oh, wait. I got one thing.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about how the Braves, they started off the season real low.
Real.
And then came back versus the Mets, swept them, and now they won in the East.
What's their record?
They're like 101, and I think it's like something. I forgot their losses, but they went 101.
Well, who you got?
I want the Braves to go all the way.
All the way?
All the way.
Hmm.
But,
ooh, we didn't talk about one thing.
Wait, y'all didn't tell me that Broncos went in overtime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
They could have kicked a field goal and
to tie it
went
up.
In. Yeah, they could have tied it.
All big and bad and score a touchdown.
Exactly. And guess who fault that was? Russell Wilson.
I mean, but who called the play, though? Was it Russell Wilson or the coach?
But who was opening the end zone?
That's true.
Exactly.
He wasn't thinking. He just threw it.
He was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
He was wide open. And so was there was people open in the end zone too in the Super Bowl. That they were people open. Russell just doesn't look.
He just goes for people he trusts, but
exactly.
It don't work out because they double team him.
Exactly. Speaking of the NFL, who you got in the Super Bowl? Who you think gonna go all the way? Two teams gonna go all the way.
Ooh.
We're gonna start with AFC. AFC, who you think gonna go all the way?
What you think, Garen?
Me, I say Bills. Bills gonna go all the way.
Yeah, I got.
Oh yeah, wait. Bills. Cause they.
Bills gonna go all the way.
Josh Allen, man.
Ooh, so, let's go back to well, hold on. Let's first before we go back to last year. I think that Kansas City is gonna go to the playoffs too again, and
definitely
they're gonna. It's gonna be Kansas City versus Bills again. Let's go back to last year.
But listen.
That was the best game of the year.
But yeah. Bengals, bro. They should. No, listen. They start off. They went to playoffs.
Let's be real. If the Bills would have beat the Chiefs.
If the Bills
would have beat the Chiefs, they would have won to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills would have been the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
but still, I say Bills and an NFC team. Hold on. What do you think, Javon? What's your AFC team?
I was going to finish what I was saying about the Bengals. Like, they seriously beat the Raiders starting off in the wild card. Then they went to division round.
Yeah.
Beat the Titans by a field goal.
Yeah.
And then went to the conference. Beat the Chiefs by a field goal. And then went to the Super Bowl. And if the quarterback had a little bit longer time, could have hit Chase. Touchdown.
Hmm.
Definitely.
Definitely. The Bengals could have won that game, honestly.
He's crossed out Ramsey.
Hmm.
Arkansas versus Mississippi State. Who y'all got?
Arkansas. Ooh, I got Arkansas.
Mississippi State?
State's not.
Arkansas is probably good.
Well, no, didn't Arkansas lose to Alabama, though?
Damn, we got
Ole
Miss.
But it's Alabama.
I mean, sure. But they could have came
is
back.
Is Arkansas ranked, right?
Yes.
Are they ranked?
They're 20.
20?
Right now, yeah.
Versus Alabama? Yep. Come on now.
Man.
Come on now.
Hold on. We didn't talk about LSU in Tennessee. We talked about Alabama, Tennessee.
We did. No, that's correct. I see, me personally, I still think Tennessee's going to win.
Who do y'all got in the Death Valley?
LSU.
Yeah.
I got Tennessee.
Definitely Tennessee.
Tennessee and their smoky gray.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Smokey Gray hard.
LSU's not even ranked. Ranked this year.
They're ranked 25.
Oh, they're ranked.
Exactly 25.
They're ranked now.
I just have a grudge with Tennessee, so I'm going to pick every Tennessee.
What's wrong with Tennessee? You just don't like them because they're good.
What would you do?
Jealous?
What would you do?
Next year, they're going to be way better. That's all I got
to
say.
The only reason why Alabama's good is because Henry Toto transferred over to Alabama. We could have a defense right now, but since all that, recruiting incidents happened back in 2020 and 2021. Everyone started leaving because they didn't want to get in trouble, so they started leaving.
Dang.
And two of them went to Alabama.
He went to Alabama, and we're going to kill y'all.
I don't believe that. Because if you look in the past years, before halftime, it's a close game. And then, like, the fourth quarter, y'all start coming back. So if we just hold y'all in the fourth quarter, or if we're just beating y'all in the first quarter, we'll be good for it. Because we got the fastest scoring offense in the country.
You're right. You're right about that.
Fastest scoring offense, bro.
Right about that one.
In the country.
We got a sophomore in the backfield.
In the country. In the country. That's honestly crazy. It's like, it's really crazy. Honestly, I think Tennessee is definitely going to beat LSU.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I don't know. But
especially when there's a lot of fans going down there supporting Tennessee.
Yeah. So, still, my Super Bowl prediction is obviously I'm going to say Bills. And I'm going to say... Actually, you know what? I'm going to stick with my team. I'm going to say Bills and Seahawks. Yeah. Yeah. Look, let's be real. They're definitely making playoffs, though. Seahawks are definitely playoff contenders.
I got to stay with my team, so I'm going to go Bills and Saints. Saints are... They're going to come back and win the rest of their games, for sure.
Oh, that's what is that what you think? What's your ending record for them?
Ending record?
Mm-hmm.
So they have like three losses, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna win the rest for sure.
So you think they're going? Y'all going to go 14-3? That's what you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely not.
My
prediction record for the Seahawks, I say we go like 13-4. Or no. 12-5. 12-5. That's my prediction record. It's 12-5. That's what I think is gonna happen. And definitely making playoffs. I feel like we're gonna make it to like the divisional round.
We definitely did not talk about the SEC championship at all.
Okay.
Who do you got in there?
I don't know. Do you think Tennessee can make it?
Definitely. I feel like they're going to go 11-1.
11-1?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
They're only going to lose to Georgia.
Oh. That's a good one. Jamal, what you got to say about that?
I'm going to let the haters talk.
Oh, you going to let that? Oh, okay.
No, because listen, like, what sucks is we're playing, like, so many games in a row that are bad. We go to, like, tomorrow, LSU. Mm-hmm. After that, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then we have UT Martin. And then we're going to Kentucky. And then after that, we're going to Georgia.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you also got to think we're playing Alabama here, though. And this ticket's already sold out. You know how loud that's going to be? We messed up Florida to get that win right there.
Boom. Just like that. So, my ending thing, I think it's going to be Tennessee and Georgia.
Yeah, definitely.
Tennessee. I didn't know Ohio State moved up to number 3.
Oh, yeah.
They've been up there.
Yeah. I feel like Tennessee should definitely be top 5, but, you know, that's just me, I guess.
I mean, if Tennessee beats Alabama, Alabama would get knocked out from the top 4, and then they don't have a chance to go to SEC championship.
Yeah.
And if Tennessee beats them, Tennessee goes more into the top 10, which they're in the top 10 right now. They're 4-0.
Yup.
Good offense.
Boom. And just like that, I feel like Tennessee is going to go all the way.
Yep, definitely.
But yeah, thank you guys for talking to me about sports. It's been real. This has been Falcon Radio 91.1 WKCS Radio. Peace.
Peace.
Deuces.